Hi, I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Bug Bites. The show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.
As long as the weather is favorable, you can walk out your door and find some amazing insects to observe almost any time.
And while they are all beautiful in their own way, some of the species you will find are different. Different in the fact that they should not normally be here.
It's estimated that up to 5% of insect species in the United States are non-native. Some were introduced by mistake, perhaps hitching a ride on a shipment from another country.
Some were introduced on purpose as a way to try and control undesirable insects like aphids or non-native invasive plants.
But regardless of how they got here, they are here to stay and often have negative impacts on other native species of insects, plants, and animals.
A prime example is the spotted lanternfly.
Native to parts of China and Vietnam, the spotted lanternfly was first discovered in Pennsylvania in September of 2014. It's thought that an egg mass hitched a ride on a shipment of stone.
10 years later, by 2024, lanternflies have been confirmed in 16 states, up and down the East Coast and into the central U.S.
Unfortunately, their spread comes with a cost. As a type of insect that feeds on plant sap, they impact the health of the dozens of plants and trees they feed upon and are a significant threat to crops like grapes, apples, and hops.
Researchers are exploring the introduction of a parasitoid wasp from Asia that feeds on lanternflies.
Bug Bites is made possible by the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and produced in association with Montana Public Radio.